All right, Kevin, are you able to hear us? I think you guys are still on mute. Over there. All right, you're good now.
Good.
Yep. All right, Kevin, sorry about that. Thanks for joining us. We're now joined by our race winner, Kevin Harvick, driver of the number four Busch Light Apple Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. Kevin, you just dominated today. Can you walk us through your day? How you feeling getting the victory?
Well, anytime we come to Michigan, since I've been at Stuart Haas Racing, these cars have been just lightning fast. And it's definitely a place that we feel like we should come up here and contend for the win. And you know, today our Busch Light Apple Ford Mustang was just on rails, could go bottom, top, middle, was fast down the straightaway, would do everything that you wanted to do. Just got challenged by a whole bunch of restarts at the end that made it kind of crazy. But in the end, it was a great day for us. Everybody did a great job, called a great race, and we capitalized on a fast car and put it in victory lane.
Awesome. Well, we are going to open up the floor to the media for questions. As a reminder, if you have a question for Kevin, please click the participants tab and raise your hand or send me a chat and we will get to you. Let's kick it off with Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm just wondering your impressions of how the choose rule worked today. What did you see? What did you like about it? What did you not like about it?
Well, I think that the best thing about it is they had a race with it yesterday with the truck series, made a lot of adjustments or, you know, a few adjustments this morning to the process. And I thought it went well today. You know, I think it definitely gave some guys a chance that to, you know, were kind of buried eighth or ninth. And I think the nine car was one of those and wound up racing for the win. So it definitely, a lot to think about right there and definitely some processes that you have to go through. And, but you can take a chance and gain some track position and you know, so I thought it went well and did exactly what everybody thought it would do.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kevin, along those lines, there was a point where Rodney said, you know, you make the choice pretty much. I'm with you either way. Is that type of decision pretty much a driver choice? And or do you want any sort of input before you make that choice?
Well, we talked about it before the race and had kind of a number in my mind of, you know, how many spots that you would gain, you know, before you went to the bottom. I think for you know, for us, a lot of it depended on, at the end, you know, when I could have started fourth or could have started first on the inside. You know, for me, it was which car I wanted to race and which car I wanted to push. And I felt like, you know, my best opportunity to get the nine back was on the restart and capitalize on that. And it wound up working out. I felt like he could run fast enough once we got strung out to be more difficult to pass than some of the other cars. So I thought if I was going to race the nine, that I needed to pass him right off the bat.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Kevin. Congratulations on the win. Your 54th career victory ties you with Lee Petty on the NASCAR all-time list and moves you into the top 10. What can you say about, you know, how this post-stretch has been for you and what it means to be in the same sentence, in the same breath, as a NASCAR legend like Lee?
Yeah, well, that's a lot of pressure. And, you know, I ask myself that all the time. It's, you know, what have you done for the sport? What are you doing for the sport? Because when you start talking about Junior Johnson and Lee Petty and Rusty Wallace and, you know, Ned Jarrett or, you know, who, all those guys that are on that list, you know, around my name on the win list, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, you know, for our sport. So, you know, I think as you look at, you know, that number, I've been fortunate to drive a lot of really fast race cars, and we've been fortunate to be successful throughout the years. But, you know, when you start getting up there with those names and those icons in our sport, they've been a part of, you know, a lot of big moments and helping change the sport in a positive direction. So, you know, that's the way I look at it and the responsibility that I think I have.
Rusty Wallace is next. Thank you, Kevin. Congratulations.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Kevin, I wanted to look ahead a little bit to Daytona Road Course. NASCAR said there's no practice there. What are your thoughts on having no practice for that race, a track that no one's ever raced on before?
I think it'll be interesting. I have no clue what I'm doing. The last time I only made a little bit of a 2002 24-hour race. So it's been a long time since I made any laps there. I'm a week of preparation guy, so I'll start Monday and Tuesday on iRacing just to get acclimated with the track. We'll go to the simulator on Wednesday, back on iRacing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just to make sure that it's fresh in your mind so you know where to shift and things like that. And then it's just a trial and error after that. So, you know, I've watched enough races there that I know the racetrack in my mind, but I don't know where our cars need to be and what gear I need to be in. So I'll learn that next week, and we'll be ready and hopefully have a good day.
Are you okay with no practice? Are you okay with that decision?
I love everything that we're doing right now. I think, you know, the shorter schedules, I think it mixes it up. It makes it exciting. I voted for 1 through 36 random draw every week, but I see we're going to do something different than that. I think that would really mix it up. So all charter teams should be random draw every week, all the way through the end.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Kevin, congrats on this. I'm curious, you talked about how fast you've been here since joining SHR. How big of a part of this has Rodney Childers been? Because I remember he had built fast cars for Michael Waltrip Racing as well. So what has he meant for you here specifically?
You know, it's just been a racetrack that fits our engine package, especially since we've come to Ford. You know, Doug Yates and his group put a lot of effort into running well at this racetrack, because for the Ford Motor Company, they want that Heritage Trophy in their lobby. So it means a lot to the Ford Motor Company. Our race cars right now, with this rules package and the way that the aero is, and any other rules package for that matter, you know, have just been really, really fast at Michigan. So we come here expecting to be competitive for the win, and you know, today was no different, and hopefully tomorrow's the same way.
Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Aaron Berdin. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Kevin, congrats. I got two quick ones for you. First of all, this race was a little bit shorter, a little bit quicker than we've normally seen at Michigan. I think it's a little over 2.5 hours for you guys. How did that compare to a quote-unquote normal race here? Did you notice any difference? Did you like the shorter format?
I didn't notice any difference. You know, I think shorter races obviously make things happen a little more frantically. It really makes the pitch strategy kind of mix things up. The stages happen quick, and then you add in the competition caution. So there's just a number of things that happen a lot quicker. From inside the car, it didn't really seem any different, but I'm all for shorter races.
Okay, and then part two, you know, the last couple years, this August weekend's kind of been like your boys' weekend with Keelan here. What's it like this weekend not having him here, still winning the race, but is it different when you have that tradition with him there?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. You know, it's you know, we always, you know, for the last couple of years, we've spent the whole summer together by ourselves traveling to the races. So this year we've traveled by ourselves to go-kart races. So we've been racing, but, you know, he misses coming to the racetrack. I miss having him at the racetrack. He asked me to have a cardboard cutout made of him so that I could put him in the side of the car if we won. So maybe he knew something that I didn't, but I thought that would be a little bit cocky, just because of the fact that if you had the cutout made thinking you're going to win and you throw it in the side. So he has some random ideas.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, we'll take our next question from Brandon with Lap Traffic Podcast.
Hey, Kevin, congrats on the win. Two quick ones for you. Is Michigan starting to feel like your East Coast playground? And what are your thoughts starting 20th tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said earlier, Michigan's been a great racetrack for us, and we look forward to coming here every time. So it has been a lot of fun for us. Starting 20th, I think it's great. You know, I think our car is capable of passing people. We just need to, you know, get as many as we can before that first stage and go from there.
Thanks, Kevin. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, and our final question for you, Kevin, is going to come from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Kevin, in this race last year, you could see that cars could catch the leader, but they couldn't pass him. This year, there was a lot more passing for the lead. What do you think contributed to that?
Yeah, well, I think NASCAR did a really good job of making that third lane available, you know, so you had options as a driver to move your car around and really make things happen. So I think getting that third lane right with the PJ1 really made Michigan and the race here, especially with this rules package, just, you know, way better from a driver's standpoint. So we're getting close to having the races that everybody wants here. I thought today was a good race, and I think having multiple lanes is really what it's all about.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations, and we'll see you at the road course.
Thank you, guys.